Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. We often talk about technology,
yeah.
Right? I mean, I think you and I are both on the same page that we think technology is going to play an important role in our society as we age, right? In quality of life, in quality of care, in delivering health care, all of these things.
Yeah, and people think that technology is usually for the kids,
right?
For young people, but it's the opportunities of how we can help people as they age is huge.
Well, and it's fun to think about, right? It doesn't have to be just from a, you know, if I fall down, let somebody know.
Yeah.
There's this, you know, we've talked a lot about on the show about the social isolationism and technology is going to be able to do that. I mean, it has to some extent already with just, you know, if you FaceTime people.
Correct.
You got Star Trek available for free, right? On your, you know, if mom and dad are savvy enough, I guess, technology-wise to use it.
They got to figure out how to beam people across the
world.
That'd be fun.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's do a little future gazing and whatnot. We've got a terrific guest joining us today, Dr. Alan Markworth. Mark Worth. He's a professor emeritus at computer science at the University of British Columbia. Lots and lots of accomplishments here. But first of all, Alan, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's actually Alan Markworth, just to get it right.
Oh, I got that wrong twice. Okay, got it. Markworth.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Sorry.
Yeah.
No problem.
Okay, so let's dig into the details here. I'm really interested in sort of getting your thoughts around some of the most notable, you know, advancements in artificial intelligence or technology, whatever you might classify it as, in the last year or so.
Certainly. So what we've really noticed in the last few years is artificial intelligence has made great strides, and in particular machine learning, where you train a computer system to recognize pictures or speech and so on. And so those have enormous applications relevant to seniors. For example, you can now have systems that can detect pneumonia on chest x-rays. You can detect skin cancer automatically. Both of these can be done better than specialists in the field. So this would enable people to get much better, faster treatment of their aging conditions. Robotics is progressing enormously, so we're seeing smart shuttles, you know, in long-term care facilities, seniors' villages, shuttles that are driven automatically that someone can call on their smartphone to come and get them and deliver them to where they're going, and so on. There's just enormous progress being made in AI and machine learning, but relevant to older adults.
You know, So Dr. Markworth, I want you to maybe do a little bit of sort of future gazing here and give us a sense of what your, you know, what's your sense of the of what the future looks like for seniors, right? And it doesn't matter to me in what area. It could be in healthcare. It could be in, you know, socialization, so, you know, robotics in the home to help interaction. I'm just curious if we take the shackles off you and just say, give us a look into the future 10 or 15 years. What comes to mind for you?
Well, again, I think we can predict that AI and machine learning are going to continue to advance, and robotics as well, hand in hand. So that I think one of the biggest problems that we have with the aging demographic is problems of people being stuck in hospitals and not being looked after properly. So if they could either age in place or age in a more appropriate environment with assistance, intelligent assistance, it could solve some of our major problems. So we'll see a lot of advance in smart homes that are actually sensing you and detecting with appropriate privacy protections that are determining what you're doing, whether you're still healthy, whether you've fallen down and need help, whether you're taking your medicines, whether you're eating properly, and if not, calling your caregiver or your family. So I think issues of social isolation will be improved in that we can stay in touch more globally, as we already do with FaceTime, but actually have systems and robots that understand us and can work with us. So it could help us transfer in and out of bed, could help us get dressed, could be aware of our condition, and again, notify people to come and give help if help is needed.
Mm-hmm.
Alan, in regards to the challenges that we see right now in the advancement of artificial intelligence, I kind of want to get an understanding of what challenges do we face today for seniors to have this type of technology in their home. And then when you look around the world, who are the leaders of this for the aging? Is it here in North America? Is it Japan? Because we hear a lot about stuff coming out of Japan. Or is there other places that people can look to see what's already happening and what are the opportunities in the future?
Well, I think one of the talk about hurdles in getting this technology into people's hands. One is simply that it's very expensive,
right?
Often, and so the wealthy can afford it, but everyone else can't. So there are issues of making sure that people on social assistance, that people who are being supplied by a healthcare system, can actually get these products. So we need more action in that area. There are issues of risks that some of this technology can be risky, although it may in the end save many lives, that we have to be very careful. So insurance companies and government regulators are being very cautious in allowing people to use some of these technologies.
Can I just jump in there, Alan? When you say risk, sure. What did you mean by risk when you say those words? Because that could mean multiple things out there.
Well, for example, if you have a smart wheelchair which is driving you around, you know, what if it fell downstairs? You know, what if it banged into a wall and hurt you? So there are obvious physical risks. There are other risks, risks of privacy and so on. If people's electronic health records are being shared, and that information is getting back to an insurance company, they might change your insurance coverage and so on. So those are financial risks to people. So these are some of the things we have to worry about. In terms of where this is happening, I think Canada can actually be very proud. We have AgeWell. It's Canada's Technology and Aging Network, which is supporting a wide array of research in this area and is also working very closely with clinicians and with caregivers and with the older adults themselves, especially and often those with early dementia. So that one of the risks of developing in this area is that you build products that nobody will use. So AgeWell has done a really good job of bringing together all the stakeholders to make sure that the end users of these products are actually involved in their development in the very earliest stages.
So given some of the challenges and the risks that you've noted, you know, what's the timeline? I know technology is advancing all the time, and it's accelerating. But give us a sense of, you know, of when real change sort of when you see it hitting, you know, the regular people,
mainstream that
need it.
Well, it's not all in the future. Some of it is right now. You know, for example, there's a company called Braze Mobility in Toronto, which is selling add-ons to powered wheelchairs that make them safer. It uses artificial intelligence to detect nearby obstacles. That came out of work that we developed at the University of British Columbia and in Toronto Rehab. That's on the market now, and it's selling. It's a startup that's doing very well. There are quite a few startups. There's another one called Winterlight Labs, which is developing technology to analyze the speech of older adults. And it turns out that various speech cues can tell you that and predict the onset of dementia. So patients can be aware. That is in field trials right now, and I would imagine we'll be on the market in a year or two. So these things are happening all around us. And, of course, you know, big tech, Apple, Google, and so on are building Siri and Alexa and Hey Google, which are of enormous use to older adults.
Absolutely.
Smart watches, again, you know, they have AI in them. They have special chips that allow you to do the AI on the watch and also to keep it private so it doesn't go back necessarily to Apple servers. So this is ongoing. And, of course, longer range is robots in the home that will be, you know, pets or personal care attendants, allowing adults to live longer and to live healthier in their own environments.
Dr. Mackworth, we have to leave it there. I want to thank you for sharing some time or spending some time with us today and sharing some of that sort of future gazing in fact, what's happening today. I appreciate your time.
Well, you're welcome.
We've been joined by Dr. Alan Mackworth. Boy, my tongue's not working today, I got to tell you. Professor Emeritus of Computer Sciences at the University of British Columbia. And You know, we've got to talk about this journey that we're going to be on. Correct. Some of it's going to be technology-driven. Some of it's going to be human-driven. Some of it's going to be experience-driven. There's a whole bunch of elements to it. And I think that's a good segue to what we talk about in our seminar and how to pull all this stuff together.
Yeah,
right?
Pulling it all together. And one of the biggest concerns that Canadians have is their health and their health care and out-of-pocket expenses. So we're going to talk about how you can pay for all this stuff in the future.
Right.
Using our asset dedication strategy. We're going to talk about that on Tuesday, December the 3rd, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. You need to reserve your seats. So give us a call at 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or you can register online at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Join us for a recent poll on the success and the happiness of Canadian retirees after the break. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.